Blog Talk Radio. I sing, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, now I love to proclaim in His child forever I am.
Beloved brothers and sisters and Adventers, the Health Reform evening. Welcome everyone, and I do hope that everyone have a blessed day today, and also come to join to refresh, rejuvenate ourselves, reform, so that we will able to give God all the praise. So again, welcome. We will offer a word of prayer. We are asking you all to bow or kneel. Let us go into prayer. For Psalms 145:9-17 said, "The Lord is gracious, my dear brothers and sisters, and full of compassion, slow to hunger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his work." 17th verse said, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in his work. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him is in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him, and also will hear their cry and will save them." What a blessed promises that the Lord have given unto our servant David, that he could wrote these beautiful promises in Psalms and also songs for us, that we can realize how grateful the Lord is and compassion and loving to us. Let's pray. Father, We want to thank you, Lord, for these wonderful, encouraging promises that you have given unto your children. We want to thank you for the love that you have extended unto us, Lord, each one of us on this line, and those who are preparing themselves to join us on this line to give you all the praise that due to you. And Lord, we just want to come before you this day and give you thanks, despite, Lord, of all the things that is happening in this world. You told us that you are gracious, Lord. If all the things that is going on with the hate and the ache and the debt and all this, you told us that you are compassionate, Lord. You would all the things that is happening, Father God, and sometimes we are slow to see and to recognize the things that is happening around. We can say that we have a merciful God who promised that he will take care of his children. And Lord, we want to thank you that we have a God, dear Lord, who is righteous, a God want to cover us with his righteousness because he is righteous in all his way. And this evening, Lord, we are so happy. We are so joyful. We are so grateful to know that all these characteristics that our Father have, that he has promised to give his children. So, Lord, we give you all the praise that due to you and asking you to bless each and every one of us so that we can come on this line to praise you without fear or without trembling or without molestation, Lord, but we can depend upon you. Thank you for every brought home that represent this today, that represent on this line. We thank you for every children, every young ones, Lord. Those are your precious children. So we pray for them today night, Lord. We thank you for those who are in the hospital, dear Lord. Even though they are in the hospital, we have a lot is giving you praises and to share your love among those who they come contact with. So, Father, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon us. Filled us this Thursday night with all the information, dear Lord, all the reports that you have given on all the health tip, Lord, because tonight is Health Thursday night. And dear Lord, you have given us so many remedy that we can, Lord. We know that you are the great physician, and the great physician, dear Lord, had instructed us, Lord, that he has the healing power in his word, dear Father. So help us, Lord, as we study your word and as we feed upon your word and as we guard our heart, dear Lord, that we will be blessed, we will be filled with your words, and that we will live with you and to be your representative. So thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Thursday Health Reform, good evening again. And, you know, we welcome you. And tonight is our Health Reform tip. We have Health Reform tip. We also have you know, the message which from the Health Reform book from Ministry of Healing, that is the right arm to the gospel, brothers and sisters. And God have given us a message. So before we even start, we go to the message that God gave us. We remember, we read Psalm 145. Know that God is gracious and he's full of compassion. He is good and slow in anger, and he's great in mercy. So at this time, dear Father, at this time, we are going to bring to you first a lesson, and then we will asking you to press 1 so that we can open the line. So we're going to sing a song. And this song, brothers and sisters, all the way, because we here on this line are asking the Lord to allow us to follow him all the way. All the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy? who through life has been my guard. Heavenly peace, divine comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know what here befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know what here befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, share each winding part I tread. Give me grace for every trial, feed me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul at thirst may be, gashing through the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gashing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wind my flight to rims of day, this my song to endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song to endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, all the way Jesus promised that he will lead us, right? We have a Father who loves us so much, and he promised that he will be with us even to the end. And as we are looking forward to him, we just ask him to keep us and help us that we will be obedient to his will. So, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one so that your line will open. So we go into Genesis, and then we will just warm up, brothers and sisters. Genesis 1, 21, verse 1, verse 29. You can take your Bible and we can open, we can read together. Genesis 1, 29, right? 29 to 30. And that is our main topic that we have. And Jesus and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree that is rich is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be meat. And it said down here, I have given every herb, green herb, for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So, brothers and sisters, we saw what God have given unto us, even for this disease that is on this earth. He gave us the herb and also the leaf. And also it said in 3 John 1, 2, it said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thou prosperest. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And 4 said, for I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So, my dear beloved, God wants us to walk in the truth. Let us start to open the line, brothers and sisters. And we know we are asking our brothers and sisters on the line, you know, let us, you know, praise him and also give the opportunity that each one of us, these brothers and sisters, can share before the speaker come on. So I'm going to open this line. Brother, can you tell your name and where you're calling from? 631-552. Your line has been opened.
This is Brother Anil calling from Virginia. I want to thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. Good evening, Sister Taro. Thank you for opening up my line. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy once more on General and Alphas on the line. As we see what is going on in the world, and many people are fearful and many people are dying, and it's a cause of concern for a lot of us because many of us are losing our family members, and God has given us the 8 laws of health as a tool that we can use to help people to recover from health. And before I go into anything, I want to share a health tip with you all that you could use to boost your immune system. I'm going to give you let me give you the information just now. I'm going to give you something that you could use to boost your immune system. You need a pineapple. It's like a flu to boost your immune system. You need.
Can you give
quarter.
Me some more words?
You need. I'm going to give you something to boost your immune system. A quarter of a pineapple. You need about 4 bags of the garlics, and you need some lemon juice, about 4 ounce lemon juice, especially the one that you juice on your own. And I know if you could get horseradish is very potent stuff for the immune system, and you know that. Some garlic is loaded with sulfur. Lemon juice as in vitamin C. And vitamin C is effective. And the pineapple, especially the hard part of the pineapple, which is the middle, it has something inside of it named bromelain. And bromelain is something that is used to boost the immune system. And it's also an antiviral as well. You can use that. And use the lemon juice to blend that out. If it's thick, you add a little water, and you take that at least 3 teaspoons daily. If you do not have the virus, 3 teaspoons daily. But if you have it, every hour you take a teaspoon, and it helps to boost your immune system. Also, if you have oregano oil, you could put 5 drops of oregano oil inside of it. And that's an immune booster. Now, a report. We got a call last week from a sister about having the virus, the old household have the virus. She, her husband, and her child, all of them had it. And so they called us and asked us what we have, because you know that we do some tonics, so they asked us what we have, and we could deliver or ship it to them. I'm not there in New York State, so I asked my other friend that we do the products together to deliver the bottle. 3 bottles, so she needs 3 separate bottles, one for her, one for her husband, one for her child. And within 3 days, they told me, and we give them some protocol to take. For instance, if you're not breathing well, you need to put a warm towel that you can bear on your chest, and also have your feet in warm water. And when you do that, it helps to help the body to free up so that you can able to breathe properly. And also, we give them some protocol to do, and they did it. And also told them to drink the tonic. Every hour, they need to take a teaspoon, and they did that. And try to drink a lot of liquid, like water. and some green juices, and they did it. And at the end of this week, because it happened on Monday, they got this stuff, and now they told me that they're fully recovered from the COVID-19. I want to thank God for that, because God already placed things in nature to help us. And once we follow the laws of health, we can recover from anything. But as we know what is going on, that fear is the biggest thing that is causing a lot of people to lose their lives and to go against their conscience. I want to read some important information to you guys that I gathered today from a very reputable source that gives you information. And this is from one of the federal nurse. She worked at the Department of Health and Human Services. That's a government facility. And he said federal, this was on the 20th, 3 days ago. 3 days ago, said federal government whistleblower goes public with secret recordings. Government doesn't want to show. The government vaccine is full of a lot of things that are not good. Shove adverse effect reporting under the mat, and they're shoving adverse effect under the mat. So Dr. Marcia Gonzalez, ER doctor, U.S. Department of Health and Human Service. A patient probably has microcardias due to the COVID vaccine, but now they, the government, are not going to blame the vaccine. Dr. Gonzalez, the government are not reporting adverse COVID vaccine side effects. They want to shove it under the mat. Dean Paris, registered nurse, U.S. Department of Health and Human Service. It's a shame they, the government, are not treating people with COVID like they are supposed to, like they should. They think they want people to die. This is our next doc. This is our next nurse now. Here she says, Jody Ann Matley, inside registered nurse, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The COVID vaccine is not doing what its purpose was. Somali, I have seen thousands of people come in with adverse reaction. Somali, if we, the government, are not gathering COVID vaccine data and reporting it, then how are we going to say that it is safe and approved for use? Normally, I'm not afraid of blowing the whistle because my faith lies in God and not man. You know, like what kind of person would I be if I knew all this? This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us, but they are under the government. And everything that we have done so far is unscientific. Hear that? What she says. But Molly, at the end of the day, it's about your health. And you can never get that back. And about your freedom and about living in a peaceful society. And I am like, no, this is the ill that I will die on. So she purposed to lose her job, to lose her job, and she don't care if she may die by speaking out and telling these things. So she's speaking out and she's telling exactly what is going on. They've seen people going through these things in the hospitals and having adverse reaction, and they've seen people dying. But yet still, they're not in favor of their jobs. They're in favor of helping people to understand exactly what is going on out there. Now I want to share a quote from the book as I was reading the book of Nehemiah. And when the children of Israel, one of the walls of it were broken down, because we remember what happened to the temple. And Nehemiah was perplexed about the situation as he was serving the king Artaxerxes. And he prayed to God about his people, the situation that his people were going through. And when he went, because he was a cupbearer for the king, so when he went back now, you're not supposed to show a frown countenance at any ceremony of the king, especially the banquet. But the king realized that Nehemiah was not looking at him, looking the way that he normally saw him. And he asked him what had wrong with him. And Nehemiah at first thought about the situation, but he knew that he has prayed to God about the situation. But the king said he should speak, and when he speak and told him that was going on, and it affected him because what was happening to his people. And he asked the king for time so that he could be able to go and help to rebuild the walls. And the king sympathized with what he was going through and helped him and give him the request. You know what it says in Prophets and Kings page 631, paragraph 2. He said, to pray as Nehemiah prayed of need is a resource at the command of the Christian under circumstances when other forms of prayer may be impossible. So we have that same resource at our command. You know what it says? Toilers in the busy walks of life, crowded and almost overwhelmed with perplexity, can send a petition to God for divine guidance. Travelers by sea and land, when threatened with some great danger, can thus commit themselves to heaven's protection. In times of sudden difficulty or peril, the heart may send up its cry for help to one who has pledged himself to come to the aid of his faithful, believing ones. Whenever they call upon him in every circumstance, on that condition, the soul weighted down with grief and care, or fiercely assailed by temptation, may find assurance, support, succor in the unfailing love and power of a covenant keeping God. So no matter what we are going through, we have a covenant keeping God. God keeps his promises. God keeps his promises. And Nehemiah pray earnestly. You know what the situation was? You're not supposed to have a countenance that is look trouble on your face approaching the king, because that can cost you your life. But Nehemiah consulted the King of Kings. And when you consult the King of Kings, no matter the circumstances or the situation that you are in, when you consult the King of Kings, he will protect you. He will protect you, you know. So as we see what is going on, many people call me, two persons have called me this week, and I have to pray for them and encourage them. Two persons have to encourage them, and this is the same situation that is going on. And they call me and tell me, what can I help them with and whatever, or can I assist them? And I point them back to the Word of God. I point them back that you have to have your faith centered around Jesus Christ right now. And no matter the outcome, you might lose your job, but don't lose your faith in God, because God is able to see you through. So thank you, Sister Powell, for giving the opportunity to share.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Haneel, for joining the More Than Share Health Tip, and also report, you know, how God is good and God wants us to be obedient to his health. Lord, you gave such a natural, all these health tip is natural remedy, you know, and I do hope that my brothers and sisters write down this, you know, so share what happened, you know, without people calling and asking for help. And you could just give these little natural remedy as we have been reading the health message and reading the ministry of healing. And these are health remedy that God said. And also God gave us the herb that we should take as we read it a while ago. And also what Brother Honey shared with us. You know what allows me to know that God is good, brothers and sisters. As Brother O'Neill was sharing the pineapple and also the garlic, the radish, you know, and also the lemon juice to make that, what they call it, boom. Now they call it boom and they call it all different names on the altar. And how simple it is, how natural it is, you know, and they could able to take this remedy, right? And by a few weeks, just give them a few weeks, and they were able to be well, right? Actually, it was healed. So we know that God is in the healing business. And I just want to thank my dear brother for also sharing. And if we do not, if my brothers and sisters here did not get the remedy, we will get it to you, you know, ask Brother O'Neill that he can pass it, and then we can share it. I wrote down some of the pineapple, right? He told us how about the pineapple and also the garlic and the lemon juice and also the horn. And, you know, we have to be mindful, you know, and do what is right for us instead of the doctor medicine. And as Brother, and thank you again, Brother Honey. This week, dear brothers and sisters, I soon opened the line. But when Brother Honey was talking, this week I was studying myself and my sisters, and I found this little book. I wasn't searching for this little book, you know, because we have so much readings and so much books, the prophecy, the health message. And I saw this little book, and this little book just marked the instruction, not one of our readings, from the great physician. And as we know that the great physician, El Thursday, is the one who can heal all disease, every COVID situation, COVID situation, and everything that is going on, our great physician can read it. And I will just share a little about this little book. I'm telling you what I read. It was so refreshing. It says how to take God's medicine, right? Not to say how to take man's medicine, how to take God's medicine. So God have a medicine for us, you know. So let us listen to the medicine that God have for us. And it's also in scripture, a lot of scripture. So that is not my word. Our first scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 2:5. It says, your faith shall not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. What man is saying to us now, we must take the vaccination. We must do this. We must do that. So God is telling us in his own medicine that he has given unto us how to take God's medicine. And he said in the word of God is God's medicine. Your faith shall not be in the wisdom of men, says brother. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to write down this scripture. And it is found in 1 Corinthians 2:5, but in the power of God. God also speaks to us regarding the importance of following his instruction, right? We got some instruction from the Bible, the word of God. We got some from Spirit, the pen of inspiration a while ago from Brother O'Neill. And we got instruction from God's word, right, that he gave us in Genesis 1:29 and 3 John 2. Right? He said, God also speaks to us regarding the importance of following his instruction. Sad to say, I have observed that most people are not as faithful in following God's instruction as they are with man's instruction. What are we facing now? Even our denomination, right, are following not God's instruction. They are following man's instruction. So you see, they do not take God's instruction seriously. Too often there is more faith in man's medicine, you hear, than in God's medicine. So brothers and sisters on this line, let us be faithful. God have a medicine for us to take. And further little, I want everyone to join. So we just given you a little taste right, of God medicine. We also have the dosal. He told us the dosal we should take, just as our brother O'Neill a while ago presented the natural remedy, and he told us how we must take it, right? Just as when we go to the doctor, brothers and sisters, the doctor giving us their medicine, and they are telling us how to take it. So God have his own medicine that he wants us to take. So, brothers and sisters, let us be faithful. Opening some line here so that you can share. Briefly, brother, let everyone go in. 518-482, your line is open. Welcome on Advent Thursday.
Oh, good evening, Sister Paula, and all my brothers and sisters on the line. Good evening. This is Sister Kenton. I live from Upper New York. I just have a little coughing right now. Just came on suddenly. Okay. Thank you. This evening, I'm just thank the Lord for life, for strength, for health, and for all the gifts of life that he has given us all to make life enjoyable. I'm here this evening because of his mercy, and not because I deserve to be here, but because of his tender mercy over all of us. This evening, I just want to give God praise. I've been thanking him all the week, all day long. And here I am this evening, a kind of a tired, but I am here. Sister Powell, I was at your door a little earlier. I was pressing the bell, okay? Hello?
Amen, I saw it. I was the...
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's okay. I just want you to know. Because it is so important and affects so many people. Several facts about blood pressure, which you should be aware of. I'm going to spike my little tip tonight is on blood pressure. And these tips are very essential. We call blood pressure, or another word for blood pressure is a big word, hypertension. And brothers and sisters, I have hypertension too, because sometimes my blood, because of my thyroid, my whole body go haywire sometimes. And these are some natural remedies that I personally have been using. And if left undetected, uncontrolled, high blood pressure can lead to heart attack, which I almost had, and it would be in my record here already at the doctor's, a heart attack. I was going to get it, but I didn't get a full-blown heart attack. Renal kidney failure. Most individuals with hypertension do not have symptoms indicating they have the problem. It is a blood pressure check that you have to that reveals the difficulty to it and to that you are having blood pressure, or you have blood pressure. You have to take your pulse and do whatever. But if you just you don't know, and that's why it call it the killer. It says God can help you, can help each one of us overcome the sins which so easily beset us. He can give us enabling grace to obey his 10 commandments and remain true to him in spite of the compromise and the wickedness in our world today. We could read Jeremiah 3, 12 to 22. I don't have time to read all of that. You could read it when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A blood pressure reading involves the obtaining of two numbers. The first is the systolic, and the second, the one to the bottom, is diastolic pressure. Yes. It also called the systolic, that's what the bottom one is, the systolic intraarterial pressure. systolic pressure is the high point caused by the contraction of the heart, generally 120 to 145 mm. The second is the diastolic, which reveals the lowest point that the arterial pressure drops between heart beat. Blood pressure, which is amount of pressure exerted by the blood on the vessel walls, reaches the highest values to the left ventricle. Normal blood pressure would be something like this. It should show a high systolic pressure above 145 mm with less for women. Normal diastolic pressure would be 60 millimeters or 90 mm. At the age of 20, diastolic pressure should be 120, if you're at 120. 120 or half a millimeter each year after the age of that. I want to go through all of that. But this evening, I just want to tell you, this simple remedy that I can, that I'm going to give you here now, is going to help you with your blood pressure. Do you know that almost all the blood pressure medication mimic the effects of increased water intake? Did you get that? Let me read it again. Do you know that almost all blood pressure medications mimics the effects of increased water intake? They usually do that by thinning the blood. So what we need to do is to drink water, and it will do it naturally. So drinking water alone could take down your blood pressure. Another important fact is eat high fiber diet of vegetables, fruits, nuts, whole grain. Eat oats bran. It appears to be the best type oats bran for that purpose. You have in mind. So those are some of the things that you should use. The best type is oat bran. For oil, take 2 tablespoons of flaxseed oil daily. Eat a diet rich in potassium. And if you don't have potassium, your body don't have enough potassium, I can tell you from experience, because I go through that, you will start to have a lot of crampings, right? Your foot will be cramping up potassium if your body lacks potassium. And under the peeling of the white potato, there's where you get that rich potassium from. So most of us throw away the potato skin, but we shouldn't throw it away, because the potassium lies right underneath there, underneath the skin that we throw in the rubbish. Another one is raw garlic. It is a vasodilator, and it normalizes blood pressure, whether it is too high or it is too low. So if you take a commercial garlic preparation, make sure it has a dosage of equivalent to 4,000 milligrams of fresh garlic. So that is how much garlic you have to use. Another important one that I use is grape seed extract. This contains allegrum, right, and which is OPCS, and it tends to lower high blood pressure, which can cause heart disease. So that grape seed oil is very good for your pressure too. Next is tomatoes. Do you know that tomatoes are very good for you too? You can eat a diet, a whole diet in tomatoes. Just chip them up and cut them up and sit down and eat it. Oh, tomatoes contain compound, cameo, amino, butric acid, G HBA, if you hear the talk about that, which results, which reduces the blood pressure and helps strengthen the heart muscles. There are numbers of other vegetables, including garlic. Then we have onions and celery, which also contains GABA. GABA, the herbs, valerian contains all of that acid, which inhibits enzymes that destroy the GABA in the body. You mightn't get all of this, but you know that these things are good, very good for your blood pressure. Another greens that we should eat a lot of it is broccoli. Broccoli has 6 chemicals that reduces blood pressure. Did you know that? Carrots contain compounds that do the same. Foods that rich in antioxidants help to prevent artery clogging, plaque from being deposited. Yes? Cauliflowers, potatoes, tomatoes, oranges, all of these are asparagus, broccoli, cabbage, grapefruit. All of these are things that we all should use if we are suffering with blood. Normally you should eat them, but if you're suffering with blood pressure, they are very good. So that is what I could tell you that works with me, because this is what I have proved, and I try to eat those to keep healthy. So this evening, that's my encouragement on my health rules. It says, in order to gain the victory over every besetment of the enemy, we must lay hold on the power that is out and beyond ourselves. We must maintain a constant living connection with Christ, who has power to give victory to every soul that will maintain the attitude of faith and humility. And that is good enough for me for tonight on pressure. So my dear brothers and sisters, we can try these little tips health that I'm tips. Giving you here, and health tips, and it, health you will tips. Keep and live healthier. I want to sing this song, there's 2 verses of it. I have a friend so precious. And we all should have friends. We all have friends. But Jesus is the best friend. If you have friends, if you have children, you will see loving and sharing with friends. And so we as adults should really copy some of the children's attitude in loving and sharing. In John 13:34-35, it says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if we have love one from another. And we could see how children love each other, okay, by their play, when they're playing. We see how important it is that they love each other and just want to share and share and share. Okay, and when they love their friends, they want to share whatever they have. And that is very good. I sing this song, we all have a friend so precious, and the best friend that I have is Jesus. I sing 2 verses of this song. I have a friend so precious, so very dear to me. He loves me with such tender love. He loves so faithfully. I could not live apart from him. I love to feel him nigh. And so we dwell together, my Lord and I. He knows that I am longing some weary soul to win. And so he bids me go and speak the loving word for him. He bids me tell his wondrous love and why he came to die. And so we work together, my Lord and I. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you this evening for all these little tips that you have given us to keep in good health. Help us, dear Father, that we will not run to the doctors as soon as we have a little headache or we have a little toothache or whatever it is, but help us that we will consult Dr. Jesus and all of the natural remedies that he has given us. This evening I pray, Lord, that you will strengthen our faith in you and help us that we will study these little health tips and pass them on to our friends and we will live a better, healthier life. Thank you, Father, for each one on the line here this evening who is within the sound of my voice. And they don't have to, and let them know that they don't have to take all these pressure medications to get their pressure down. Together with they pray and they ask Jesus to help them because only he can help us all. Sometimes it's things in our minds, Lord, that make us, our pressure goes up. And this evening, Father, I pray that they will give themselves, give their hearts to Jesus, and that they, if they pray more to Jesus, they will, their blood pressure will be controlled. And I thank you this evening, Father, for hearing and answering that simple prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for
running
your
time. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for that presentation, that health tip, more than an health tip, about blood pressure, brothers and sisters. We know, I do hope that your heart takes some of these natural remedy that your dear sister share, right? Because Jesus said how to take God's remedy. And God's medicine is the word of God. And he gave you the dosal, how to take the medicine, our dear sister present to us all the things that we can use to stop that silent killer, blood pressure, right? And it also said in Ezekiel 16:17, this is some of the remedy by with the word, the medicine, God's medicine. And when I passed by you and saw you struggling in your own blood, I said to you in your blood, live. God wants us to live, brothers and sisters. Yes, I said to you in your own, in your blood, live. Ezekiel 16:6. So God wants us to live in his word, to feed upon his word, to take his word, you know, with not to just take it and keep it, but also to share his word. And this is the remedy and the dosal that God wants to give us in all the, in our healing, in our problems, in our trials, and in our tribulations. I want to thank you, my dear, for that wonderful, wonderful, actually, report of how we should treat our body. Thank you again. All right. 240-988, your line is open. Can you share your name and where you're calling from?
Howdy do, beloved. This is Steffi from the DMV, the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia area. It is a pleasure to be here and hearing Sister Cancinelli blessing us with a prayer and her song and also the message. And she's absolutely right that heart disease and heart attack and strokes operate differently even in men than it is than it does in women. So we definitely have to pay attention. And I love the fact that she says, you know, when you watch little kids, when they're playing with each other, they love each other, they want to share. That's kind of like how I'm feeling, right? Because I came across, I was talking to one of my girlfriend, and she was talking to her her daughter. And she was sharing some things with us that she was using. I never heard about them before. And I am that person. Once I hear about something, I immediately have to start looking, you know, searching about it. And so the two things that I heard about today, and I'm scouring through so that I'm able to get it. But see, for me, I like to get things in this natural form, right, as best as I can. And so these are things too, Sister Cancinelli, and everybody that is on this line, that are helpful for heart disease, for cancer, for inflammation, because, you know, when we have too much inflammation, it can cause those things, those ailments such as, you know, cancer and heart disease and you know, arthritis and those type of things, right? And so the two things, get your pen and paper. You know, today is Health Thursday. I'm always excited to come and to hear, not only to share, but to hear the wonderful things that, you know, you all have to share. And Sister Consonelli said it, our body is made up of what over 70% of water. So you see how water is good for everything, right? Good for you to consume. I told you my hydrotherapy, that is my new thing that I'm doing every single time that I take a shower. I'm doing my hydrotherapy. Here's the reason why, because I know they're talking about this Delta. They're talking about all of these stuff that is coming, and I know that is another way too as well to boost our immune system. So let me tell you, get your pen and your paper. This is a forte. These are the two things that I learned about today that are very, very good for us, okay? All right, here we go. You ready? The first one is called, oh, I'm going to do it in this order. I'm going to do it in the order that I learned it. It's called Pardiarco. So it's P-A-U, and remember, I always say to you, fact check everything I say. Don't take any word at face value. Go ahead and fact check it. So I'm going to spell it for you. Pardiarco, P-A-U-D, right, like a D by itself. So it's P-A-U, separate that. D, it could be a capital D or U, lowercase D, apostrophe, Arco, A-R-C-O, Pardiarco, all right? And Pardiarco is used, it's an inner bark that is used, it is grown in Central and South America. It is used by the Chinese medicine. I'm trying to, you know, abolish it. I'm trying to give you an abridged version so that I don't have to read everything. It is good, and oh, let me give you a disclaimer. The information that we're sharing on this line, we're not promised that we're curing anything. What we're saying is that we utilize these things to give us some resolution from some of the ailments that we're experiencing, okay? So anything that you hear, you want to make sure that you research it and have a conversation with your doctor, amen and amen. So I'm excited to share this, right? And so it is, it actually comes from the species of the tabua tree, which I said earlier was is grown in the Central and South America. And it is used to reduce inflammation. It is used to promote weight loss. It is some of the, I'm just going to go through quickly some of the benefit of it as well. It is used for treatment for the stomach, the skin, and inflammation. It is also used for, did I say treat? Treat infection, infectious bacteria in your digestive system. It is also beneficial for, I did say inflammation already, so I gave you that as well. It is also good for osteoarthritis, swelling, pain, stiffness of the joints, chronic inflammation. I think I threw that out already. I said reduce weight. It is used to pull toxin from the kidney and the liver and the spleen. Okay, these are the, it helps, let me go back up here as well. It helps to control bowel movements, right? And so, yeah, so I just wanted to share. So go ahead and fact check it. And, you know what I mean, as I said before, it also is good and shows that it can help with heart, with your heart, with heart disease. So that is Pardiarco. All right, so go ahead and check that out as well. All right, the next one is what is called astragalus is also known as yon ki or milk vetch. It's most commonly known for its use also in traditional Chinese medicine. And the other one that I talked to you about also is used in the Philippines as well. All right. And this one is good for sorts of stuff. I'm going through it to boost your immune system. It is also, you know, it pulls, it fights viral infection. We know we're going through colds, and it helps to pull free radicals from your liver. Paving through this. I said it helps to boost your immune system as well. It helps to improve heart function, right? So this is one that you can also take. And I'm going to read this, what it says. It says it is thought to widen your blood vessels and increase the amount of blood pumped from your heart. So you know that that is going to be beneficial with the with our heart health, okay? It is also good for if you're going through chemotherapy. It is also good to kind of alleviate some of those side effects from that as well. It is said that it may help with control your blood sugar level as well. I heard Sister Antonelli talked about that garlic. Be careful with that too as well, especially if you're taking medication for blood thinning, right, for thinning your blood, because garlic can do that to you as well, as well as the pardiaco and astragalus that I'm sharing with you all. It helps to improve your kidney function, okay, as well. And it helps with chronic fatigue, anti-cancer effect, and seasonal allergies, okay? So these are things that you can look into as we are looking through things that we can use naturally. It comes actually you could get it in the bark itself. You could get it in the powder form. You could get it in oil, in the as oil extract as well. Check it out. It also says that it helps with diabetes and with your blood pressure. Okay, so go ahead and check this out. These are two more things that you can add to your toolkit, you know, to help us keep ourselves much more healthier, right? It says right here, did I say kidney disease? It can help with that. I did say chronic fatigue and the seasonal allergies. So these are some wonderful things that I want you to go ahead and check out and, you know, see how you're able to utilize these things that we're showing. It says, I'm going to read this last part. It may aid people with certain heart condition, kidney disease, and type 2 diabetes. So I was excited. And then I know a lot of us put on some extra Kobe pounds over the last 18 months. It is also good for weight loss as well. All right? So I was excited to share that with you as well. I also do want to share, I spoke to my daughter. She sends her love. She asked, you know, continue to pray for her. She was like, Mom, I'm taking 5 classes every day. She said her Tuesdays and Thursday class, you know, she gets those days off, but she was like, it is so much work, you know, so continue to keep her in your prayers as well as she is, away at school. You all know that you have prayed for her. Many of you actually, I think, know her since she was a baby, and so continue to pray for her that God will strengthen her. Also, give you some praise report back. She has not been found with any kind of pestilence, and I know that it is because of your faithful prayer as you're praying not only for my daughter, my young persons, KJ and Kaja, but you're also praying for all of our young persons. So continue to keep me in your prayers. You hear my throat? I've been using fenugreek, pine needle, and elderberry. I've been doing my balm that I call my balm, you know, greater, as Sister Consonelli shared many of the ingredients that I've been using on a consistent basis, my lemon, my garlic, my ginger, my cayenne pepper, and my onion. I have, you know, been infusing that every single day, and so it really helps. So my voice is much clearer than it was last week. I went out to get some fresh air and do a little bit of walking, and it's getting a little bit chilly where I am, but it was so good for my lungs. So, I'm thankful for that. So continue to pray for us as well. I told you all that we were going on a little trip. I went to see my first nephew who had a first-year anniversary reception, and I was able to see him and be around him, and it was just such a blessing. I ask you to continue to pray that the many of you on the line probably know him too since he was a baby. Continue to pray for him and his family that he will be the husband that God has called him to be, and he will be able to remember those things that were taught to him and be able to infuse that within his family as well. So continue to pray for us, pray for our family as we pray for you as well. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing those two traditional remedies had on our list, brothers and sisters. Thank Sister Stephanie's spirit, and I do hope that every one of us write down and see how important these herbs is that God told us that he will give us the leaf of the tree for medicine. And also what we are getting, brothers and sisters, both from, each and every one of us on this line, you know, are bringing something to the table, God medicine that he wants us to get. And all these instructions, brothers and sisters, that we have, I do hope that we will, you know, trust God in his word, because he said it. Even I was just looking at the book, talk about arthritis and cancer and all these things, and it is just telling us Isaiah 58:11 says the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy my soul in drought and strengthen your bones, and I shall be like a water garden and like a spring of water whoso water do not fail. So God, it promises us, brothers and sisters, that he is there. He showed us about the water garden, and we know as we listen this evening about our body makeup of water, we can't do about nothing without water. Our dear sister had shared with our water, the treatment and what, you know, how water is so good for our body. And God wants us, you know, to be obedient to all these commands and to trust him as his word. Because his word is like a water garden. His word is the medicine for our soul. So I just want to thank God for that. So, brothers and sisters, we are going forward. We are joining for our prayer now, brothers and sisters, and for us to listen to the message tonight, dear. You know, we are actually running out of time, but we are going to ask, I'm opening this line, I'm asking you please to be brief, brothers and sisters, so that we can let everyone share and we can go into prayer. 518-482,
your line is open. Use the spirit of prophecy. Read chapters that deal with music and what that instrumentality is used to do. It's supposed to come together to blend for the purposes to give a harmonious a feel that will lift our hearts and our minds heavenward. Okay? I wish I had time to really be more specific, but I will at another date.
Planning on having you, so we'll definitely have time for that. Now, there's two more hands. I'm going to ask them tonight. One question, these short questions, because we really don't want to be overtaxing. And Pastor, I know you've given good explanations,
but
we just
want to
make sure that we are not taxing the same for yourself, for sure.
Yes, brothers and sisters on Advent Light, I heard some a recording. I pressed this number. I don't know what was coming on, right? So I'm going to open the line for prayer. 240, can you lead us in prayer, please?
Certainly, absolutely. Let's bow our heads. If you're able to kneel, we're going to ask you to do that. If not, just bow your heads as we go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity where you have orchestrated each and every one of us to be on this line today. Not only to come here, also to share your wonderful goodness, to share the wisdom and the knowledge that you have given us, Heavenly Father. We see that the enemy is busy, Heavenly Father. But we know that you have a mighty work, a mighty message for us in store, Lord. We know last week the enemy showed his ugly, rear his ugly head again, where we had a message from you, and the line was just cut, and I was just reading and reading and went to check, and there was nobody there. But, Lord, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we bound up the enemy even right now. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch our ears, keep our minds fixated on you so that the message that we will have, we will hear from you today, will be stirring, Lord. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, that we will be changed. We will not be the same way that we are, that we came, Lord. You have presented us with the green herb. You have presented us with the help message, which is the right arm of the gospel. How powerful your message would be if we take the time, if we took the time to share this help message to everyone that we come in contact with. We wouldn't have this on our hand. But, Lord, give us your boldness so that we will go out and do follow your example, where you came to teach, to preach, and to heal. Lord, thank you, Heavenly Father, for abiding with us. Remove anything from me that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, so that your message will be able to stir us, will be able to call us to become new, to become a different creature in the way that we think, in what we consume, in how we treat our fellow men. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
So,
okay. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for praying. Brothers and sisters, I just apologize. A while ago, I opened a line here, and then I heard some disturbing thing on it, so I had to close the line. So that just that little break that you heard when I called on Sister Stephanie for prayer, because there was something coming up, and I did not open the line. I did not know what was going on, so I opened the line for Sister Stephanie. And now, brothers and sisters, this is the time. I had two more persons on the line, and, you know, after we will be able to let everyone join our closing prayer, we will ask one, and also a closing song. So the next person, brothers and sisters, El Thursday, and we want to give the speaker the opportunity that she can present the message for this time so that we will be well-equipped when we are going out in the streets. I just want to thank everyone for the resources that they bought on this line this evening. And I do know we got a lot of information, and I'm so grateful and thank God that, you know, we are here as God's representative to be taking in God's medicine. And also he is so, you know, loving and kind to us and compassion. He also gave us the dosal of God's medicine, how we should take his word. So brothers and sisters, please, I'm asking you to get your Bible, your King James, the Ministry of Healing, your notepad, so that you can take note. And the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. 240.
All right, thank you so much, Sister. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. I realize that I didn't spell the last thing that we covered, the astragalus or astragalus, depending, you know, how you're where you're from. It is A-S. All right, so I gave you the spelling for the podiarco, but I didn't give it to you for the astragalus. It is A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. We'll say it again. A as in apple, S as in Samson, T as in temptation, R as in rich, A as in angel, G as in great, A as in apple, L as in love, U as in understanding, and S as in Sam.
All right, astragalus or astragalus. All right, so that is what one of the things that I want you to go ahead and look up. I mean, I was very excited when I hear all of this thing. It helps with your heart condition, kidney disease, and more. It helps to fight bacteria, germs, and viruses. Ah, wow. I was like, okay, this is something that, you know. So I went and started looking up at it. I'm trying to find an order it. I've got it in the oil, but I also do want to order it. Get it in the bark so then I can boil it and make it as tea. All right, so here we go. Welcome to Health Thursday. I want to say last week we apologize. I don't know what happened. The enemy was rearing his ugly head. I was busy reading. And all of a sudden, as I said, Sister Powell, you know, how much time I have, I looked up. I wasn't seeing anything. And I was like, why can't anybody hear me? I tried to call back in, and it wasn't allowing me to call back in. So we know that it is the devil. So here we go. We are going to have, because the enemy's not going to stifle this, right? There is victory in our Heavenly Father. Isn't that beautiful? So I do want, I know, Sister Powell, you did. You're going to have to talk to me a little bit. You did your Genesis 1, 29 and 30.
Yes.
You read that early, right? Right? And you went into the third epistle of John. You did that, beloved. We wish above all things.
I do.
Right? That we may prosper. Right? Be in health. As our soul prospered, right? Amen and amen. And so I do want to share this. I did share this. I told you, whenever I get any kind of information, whenever I get a little bit of light, I try to share it. That's how I am. So I'm excited. So I told you last week I was on the NAD site and I was doing, they had a little course, online course that they were doing that talks about the joy to wholeness. And I was fascinated by it. And I went ahead and you know, did a little bit of the online portion, right? And I got some wonderful information. I think that would be beneficial to you as well. And I'm gonna share it. I shared it last week. I'm gonna share it again because I didn't know how much you heard. As you know, my phone got the phone got disconnected. So here we go. This was taken from Council on Health. Council on Health. Page 30, and it came from the Journey to Wholeness. That's from the NAD. They're running an online session on health, right? So I joined and signed up for it, and I found this to be fascinating. Council on Health, page 30, and it says, Christ feels the woes of every sufferer. I felt that, right? So no matter what you're going through, I heard last week when I was on the line, you can't hear me? Hello?
I'm breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Is it clear? Yes, I hear.
I'm breaking up.
It's a little clearer.
Okay. I don't know why it's breaking up. Are you hearing me loud and clear now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, it says, Christ feels the woes of every sufferer. And I felt this because I know there are many of us that are going through trials or we're coming out of trials or we're coming out of storms. I heard the other day my sister was telling me that one of my cousins was had experienced during the Ida, Hurricane Ida, right? That's what it was, that they had a lot of flooding in their home. And I heard Sister Brenda and you know, Brother John, and I know Brother Ray and Sister Leola experienced those storms as well. And so it says, Christ feels the woes of every sufferer. And he is just as willing to heal the sick now as when he was personally on earth. Christ's servants are his what? What are you, everybody on this line? We said everybody on this line is a medical missionary, right? Christ's servants are his representatives that channels for his working. He desires through them to do what? To exercise his healing power. Does Christ want to use you to heal others? Think about it. Does Christ want to use you as one of his representatives to heal others? As we are talking about Health Thursday. We have been talking about Health Thursday, Sister Paul, for over 18 months now. I know it's probably longer than that. You know, I've been involved in it, about a little bit over 18 months, but I know you all have been doing it, longer than that, you know. And so we have a mighty work to do. I heard Sister Counselor Nelly came on and she shared all of these wonderful things. She shared even what her experience is that she's going through. And one of the things that I learned about, because I remember my mom had called me and she was saying, you know, her blood pressure was high. Sometimes it's not because, and a lot of, I think it's like three things, I shared this before. It is not always because of, you know, we're eating a lot of salt in our food. That's not always necessarily the case. It could also be that there's some blockage that is going on within your body as well, right? And so those are things that you can look at, and that's why it's very important for us to know our bodies, right? And when it's off, Sister Cantonelli shared about, you know, it was a little bit off, and she knew that something was going on. And so we have to be very intuitive as to what is going on with our bodies. And I'm telling you, that water is very powerful. I hear people, and I'm having conversation with people, and they're like, oh, I have a headache. And I would just say to them, you know, what is your water intake? And you will hear them say, oh, you know what? I really haven't been drinking enough water. I need to drink some water. Could be because you're dehydrated while your head is hurting you. You know what I mean? And so those are some things. There's another thing that I heard, just from being on this line where I was talking to someone and they were like, oh, I'm having a whole lot of pain in my back, right? And I just simply ask, how often do you go to the bathroom? How often are you defecating? And she was like, you know what? I don't defecate very often, right? And it's health Thursday, so you're going to hear everything, okay? And so I was able to have that conversation. We were able to have that conversation with her and say, well, okay, you need to drink some more water. You need to, increase your fiber, your fruits, and your vegetable. And this is somebody where, you know, we were just having a conversation with the person. And they were telling us, certain things that they were experiencing and just asking them, querying about certain things and some of their, what they're going through, some of their natural body function. And they were like, well, you know what? No, I really don't go to the bathroom often. That's not good, right? Because the word on the street is that we really should be going to the bathroom after every meal we eat, right? You know, and so at least, we should be going, that should be like, so we're talking about like, what, three times a day, but at least you should be going to the bathroom, at least, bare minimum, at least once a day, amen? And so when she was saying that to me, she was like, she was having these excruciating pain. I'm like, you're constipated, right? And, you know, and so those are some of the things that we can share, we can minister to people to give them some resolution from some of the ailments that they're going through. So it says, Christ feels the woes of every sufferer. He feels every pain that you go through, right? And he is just as willing to heal the sick now as when he was personally on earth. Christ's servants are his representatives, the channels for his working. He desires through them to what? To exercise his healing power. This is taken from Christ, Council on Health, page 30. And out of that came Matthew 4, verse 23. I read it last week, but I'm also reading it again this week as well. Amen. And so Matthew 4, verse 23 says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and what? Preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of what? Disease among the people. You can also find this in Psalms 22, verse 22, Mark 1, verse 34. And John 10, verse 10 says, and I'm going to read, I think I started up a little bit last week. I'm going to do verse 6. I want to do verse 6. Verse 6 says, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And it says, actually, no, I'm going to go back to 4. So
bear with me a little bit, John 10, verse 4, and it says, and when he put it forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger, verse 5, will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers, right? We are to be separate from the world. And this is what we're going to be looking at. We're not to be following what the world is saying we are to do, right? Okay. And verse 6 says, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And verse 7 says, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 8 says, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. And I asked that question last week. Are we, are thieves and robbers being presented in front of us? Are we hearing these propaganda type of thing, these fear that are being pushing on us? Are we hearing them? Are we experiencing them? Are we seeing them happening in front of our eyes? And verse 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? Be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And verse 10 says, the thief cometh not, but for to what? Steal and to destroy. I am come that they might what? Have life, and that they might have it what? More abundantly. Amen? So Christ wants us, and it comes into the third epistle of John 1 through 4. Christ wants us to prosper, right? He wants our soul to prosper. He wants us to be in health. He wants us to get the truth. He wants us to have joy. Amen. He wants us to have life and have life more abundantly. And this is coming from Mind, Character, and Personality, volume 1. And it says, I think this is page 31. It says, there is a soul sickness that no bomb can reach, no medicine can heal. Pray for these and bring them to Jesus Christ. Can we find healing in Jesus Christ?
Yes,
can we find
can.
Encouragement in Jesus Christ? Can we find strength in Jesus Christ? Can we find victory in Jesus Christ? Can we find peace in Jesus Christ? Can we find his promises in Jesus Christ? So even when the world is saying that you have to subdue yourself to a job, or you will not have a job, you will not go to school, you will not be able to fly, you will not be able to shop, we can find peace in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Ain't that beautiful? That is beautiful to me. Amen. I don't know about you, but that is beautiful to me. Amen. And amen. Let me see what 1 John 4, verse 10 says. I put a note here. I'm going to see if it's something that I could read. And I'm in Ministry of Healing, and we're going to be in education, a missionary training. That's what I was reading last week, which was very fitting. Brother O'Neill had presented some information about our bodies being the temple last week, and it was very timely. And for some reason, the enemy did not want us to hear this. But greater is he that is in us than is he that is in the world. So 1 John 4, verse 10, let's see what that says. All right, I'm going to read it. Says 4, verse 10. It says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he love us and sent his son to be in the propitiation for our sin. We know that the wages of sin is what? Is death, right? But Christ came to die for us so that we can have salvation, right? We can have the way and the path to his salvation. So we are going to go into education, missionary training, and I'm going to be reading Be Ye Separate. We hear a lot of things that are going on
We're continuing to pray for our leaders. And under here it says, every real Christian is the helping hand of God. Do you believe that? Every real Christian is the helping hand of God. So that means we have some fake Christian, right? We have some unreal Christian, right? We have some Christian that are that has a form of godliness, right? But it's on the side of the devil, right? This is what it says. So let's go and see. It says, be ye separate. So are we to do, what are we to be doing what the world is doing? Are we to be promoting what the world is promoting? Are we to be sounding the alarm to what the world is sounding the alarm to? You know what the world is sounding the alarm to. I don't even have to spell it out. You know, everybody on the line now. And if you don't, at the end, you're going to press 1 and say, I don't know. You know, I need to get some clarity on that. And we're going to share that with you. Amen. So it says, be ye separate. Why is it important even now to be ye separate? It says, of his disciples, Christ said, I have given them thy word, and they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. John 17, verse 14. Sister Paul, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes.
And you can hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
All right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 So that was John 17, verse 14. Write it down and go back and read it again, okay? It says, be not conformed to this world. What is this world telling us to do? What is this world telling us, forcing us, intimidating us to do to our godly body that God has given us? Be not conformed to this world. God bid us, but be ye what? Transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. Romans 12, verse 2. And I'm going to share this because I've heard this. I'm just going to pause a little bit. I was talking about, you know, I have something on my arm. Okay. I think everybody knows that I was born in the beautiful island of Jamaica, right? The paradise island of Jamaica, right? And I'm looking on my arm. I'm grown now, right? I'm looking on my arm, my right arm. And I have this round circle on my arm, like I call it branding, right? This was injection, vaccination that I have received, right? You didn't know better. I was a child. I couldn't say, oh, no, I don't want to get it, right? And so I got it, and it's like a brand on my hand. I mean, it's not small. You could see. And when I came here, when I migrated here from Jamaica, I remember they did a TB test on me, a tuberculosis test on me. My hand swelled up. I swelled up like a blowfrog or a bullfrog or a blowfish, right? And immediately when that occurred, they were like, oh, you know, she has tuberculosis, right? It gave a false, what is it? Is it a false positive or whatever? Saying that I had tuberculosis, I had nothing of such, right? However, came to find it, and I think I'd done it, they did it a couple times well, and I would blow up again, right? And for some reason, a doctor, you know, I remember they gave me some pill, and the pill, I mean, I was really, really young, and they gave me the pill, and I was like, Mom, the pill was so big, it was like horse pill. It was so big. I was like, I'm not taking that. And so eventually it was, whatever they did, they realized it was found out that whatever that vaccination that I received back in Jamaica was reacting to this TB, right? And so it came, and they realized that I can never, ever take that TB shot again. Whenever they want to test me for TB, I have to do a chest X-ray, right? And so this was kind of like, you know, years later. But what I'm saying is that you don't know the long-term effects in many of these things. And this is what I hear people are saying. It's amazing how when people say, well, you know what, because I have a little bit more light than I had previously, I want to kind of check it out. I want to see what this long-term, I'm going to trust what God has said, that he has given us the green herb for me and for it to be the healing of the land. So I want to check this thing out. And immediately when you say that, you're called and classified as to be an anti-vaxxer. No, I just want to query and find out about these things, right? Another thing that came to my mind
I don't know about you. As I said, I was born in Jamaica and stuff, and I always used to go to the dentist, and, you know, they would use that black kind of filling in your mouth, right? Come to find out years later that it was not good for them because it has mercury in it, and mercury can cause, you know, different things to the body, to the brain, and all of that terrible stuff. Now, am I now going to get a filling that they use mercury or that black filling? No, because I now came into information, right? I'm now enlightened that this is not good for my body, okay? So whenever you can have a conversation, whenever you, because we grow, right? We are growing in Christ, just like, so we grow with knowledge. He gives us wisdom and knowledge. And so this is for us to now question and go ahead and do the research. What is this going to do? What are some of the long-term effects, right? Regardless, and I've always said which aisle or coin you're on. That's beside the point. You should have choices. You should be able to have the opportunity to exercise your liberty of conscience, to exercise your right to ask questions, to go and search and say, is this in the best interest of my temple that God has given me? So I just wanted to share those two things. It was, you know, the Holy Spirit brought it to me before to say that this is what I had to discuss. And I don't know if many of you know and have experienced those similar things as well as it pertains to the dentist, the filling in your mouth, as well as the injection as well. So we got to be, God wants us to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. All right, so we continue. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbeliever. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? Because light and darkness cannot inhabit one another. Christ cannot inhabit us when we are in darkness. He can be around us, but he cannot inhabit within us, right? It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I read that already, but I'm reading it again. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion had light with darkness? And what argument had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the what? Temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God. Now, can God reside in us if we're in darkness, if we're tainted, if we are filled with junk? No, cannot. Okay? And I want God to dwell in me. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye what? Separate. And touch not the unclean. And I will receive you and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 through 18. Gather the children, make them know the statutes of God and his laws. Joel 2, verse 16, Exodus 18, verse 16. Amen. Put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Number 6, verse 27. We know that whenever there's a name change in the Bible, there's also a character change. Amen? So we want our character to be changed so that God can change our name. Amen? All right. And it says, and all the peoples of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Jehovah. Deuteronomy 28, verse 10. The remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people, as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. Now, just wanted to pause right here. That is found in Micah 5, verse 7. I want to pause right here, and I want to go back to where It talks about the statute and the laws. And if we look at the laws, right, because we know statutes are laws. If we look at the laws, when we look at the Ten Commandments, we have the first half of the commandment talks about our love for God, right? And the second half of the commandment talks about the love of the fellow man. So when we talk about, you know, we hear, I've heard this, you know, the two great commandments, love your neighbor, love God and love your neighbor. It is intertwined in the Ten Commandments, right? Because the first half represents our love for God, right? Do not have any other God before me, no graven image, you know, don't take the Lord's name in vain. These are love for God. And then we have the next that talks about the love for our fellow men, all right? So when you look at the commandments, it is about our love for God, and it is about our love for our fellow men. Amen? And everything else hangs on that. Everything else hangs on that, right? That's the umbrella, and everything else is hanging under that. Amen? All right, so let's go. It says, we are numbered with Israel. All the instruction given to the Israelites of old concerning the education and training of their children. I'm hearing a little bit of feedback, Sister Powell. All the promises of blessings through what? Obedience are for us. So at the end of the day, we have to be obedient. If we're not obedient, we are going to miss out on being a part of that royal kingdom. Amen. God's word to us is, I will bless thee and thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis 12, verse 2. Of the first disciples and of all who should believe on him, through their word Christ said, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 22 through 23. Can we be perfect like Jesus Christ? Not by our own strength, but through what? Through Christ Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful words. Almost beyond the grasp of faith, the creator of all words loves those who give themselves to his service. We are called to do service for God as we are his what? Representative. Amen? So we're not doing service for ourselves. We're doing service for God. He gets all the honor, glory, and praise, right? Even as he loves his son, even here and now his gracious favor is bestowed upon us to this marvelous extent. He has given us the light and majesty of heaven. What? He has given us the light and majesty of heaven. And with him, he has bestowed what? All the heavenly treasure. So it doesn't matter what man says, trying to take her job or even take the job, right? Trying to take the education, trying to take the house. Listen what God has promised us. He said he has given us the light and majesty of heaven. And with him, he has bestowed all, not just a few, not just some. He says all the heavenly treasure, much as he has promised us for the life to come, he bestows princely gifts in his life. As subjects of his grace, he desires us to enjoy everything that will what? Ennoble, expand, and elevate our characters. That's what Christ is looking for in us. He's looking for beautiful, godly characters. He is waiting to inspire the youth with power from above, that they may
stand under the blood-stained banner of Christ to work as he worked, to lead souls into safe paths, to plant the feet of many upon the rock of ages. That is beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? That is beautiful, Sister Bonnie. I'm just going to read a little bit because I know the time is coming. One more minute, followers, and I will be done. Under this next segment, it says God's assurances, and it says, all who are seeking to work in harmony with God's plan of education will have his sustaining grace. What? All who are seeking to work in harmony with God's plan of education will have his sustaining grace, his continual presence, his keeping power to everyone, he says. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Joshua 1, 9, verse 5. I'm going to jump down here. I'm going to not read the middle part, but I'm going to jump down here. It says, throughout the world, society is in disorder. Are you seeing society being in disorder now? Yes. I was looking at a news clip, and in Jamaica, the people were rising up. They were like, listen, we are not going to take this. We're not going to ask you for a permit. We're going to march, and we're going to march against you forcing us to get a job. And it's going on worldwide. It says throughout the world, society is in disorder. And a thorough transformation is needed. The education given to the youth is to mold the whole social fabric, right? So I'm going to end right there. I'm not going to read the rest, but I'm going to present to you and ask you to go back and read this. This is very fulfilling. Be ye separate and God's assurance. It is very powerful, encouraging words for us to read and to be encouraged and to be strengthened by our Heavenly Father. Even though so many things are going on around us, we can hold on to his promises. Be ye strong. Be ye encouraged. Be strong. And of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Joshua 1, 9, and 5. This ends the presentation for tonight. If you have any queries, any commentary, any feedback, you can press 1, and Sister Paulo will open up your line. I was blessed, beloved. I pray that you were blessed as well.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation, brothers and sisters. This is the medicine, God's medicine, that he wants us to take, right? He tells us we got it by his word, right? The remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as the dew from the Lord, and the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor wasteth for the sons of men, right? Then it is said, telling us here, all what we heard, brothers and sisters, this is what God wants us to receive. He gave us out, and he's asking us, we can choose to take God's medicine, being just as faithful with it as we are with our prescription medication. We therefore choose life and health in the Lord. And Deuteronomy, to close up, brothers and sisters, 13:19-20 says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, my brothers and sisters, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your day. This is the prescription that God wants us tonight, each one of us, this night, as we come, as we join, and as we listen, brothers and sisters, we are asking you, please, help Thursday night. We are asking you to press number one if you have any query that you can share. And I have two lines open. I know we go over a little time, brothers and sisters, but I think we are all blessed tonight to listen to this wonderful, wonderful presentation. So I'm going to open this line, brothers and sisters. Be briefly, we are just going to open it. If you have any query or you have a prayer, you can do it. And then two line here I want to open. All right? Thank you again, Sister Stephanie. 857, your line is open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli, Sister Power. Sister Power, I like to thank God, Sister Power, for Sister Stephanie bringing that powerful message. It was a very powerful message. That message, Sister Stephanie, it's very powerful, Sister Stephanie. I like that message, my dear Sister Stephanie. I am so blessed, my dear Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie and Sister Power, I have a testimony. I like to thank God for His love, His mercy. He is good. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie and Sister Power, Psalms 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid?" Great. God is able, brothers and sisters. Sister Power, I have a lot of prayer requests. Sister Power, my prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Live for my mother and pray, Sister Power. Sister Power, pray for my mother. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer too, Sister Power, and I can go to the program. Lift me up in prayer. And Sister Power, I'm asking you to tell Sister Stephanie to lift me up in prayer. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for my mother. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for my church brothers too, my church brothers and sisters. I hope my brothers on this prayer line, Sister Power, and my sisters are very blessed on this prayer line. And Sister Power, I have a lot of names too. My prayer request is to pray for Brother Jamal, Brother Javel, Brother Jahari. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Sony too. Lift for Brother Sony in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Brother Sony, Sister Power. Starring in S. Pray for Brother Woody, Sister Power. Brother Woody starring in R-O-O-D-Y. Lift for Brother Woody in prayer because, Sister Power, I think he gave up in Seventh-day Adventist, but lift him up in prayer, Sister Power, because he needs a lot of prayer. Sister Power, tell Brother Woody, tell Brother Woody, never give up on God, Sister Power. Tell him that never give up in Seventh-day Adventist because Seventh-day Adventist is to keep the child of holy Brother Woody and Sister Stephanie because God is good, Sister Stephanie, Sister Power. Sister Stephanie, bring a powerful message, Brother Woody and Brother Sony, because this powerful message, Brother Woody and Brother Sony, you should not give up, my brother. Do not give up, my brother. Do not give up. Never give up on God. Or say, oh,
amen.
Yes, we can do it.
Amen.
Oh, yes,
amen.
We can do it. So, oh, yes, we can do it. Pray for Sister Nunchi. Pray for Brother. Pray for Sister Rachel, too. Sister Power, Sister Power,
amen.
I don't know if Sister Stephanie do a special prayer right now. I don't know if
amen.
She do a
amen,
prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Eli. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Sure, we can give up on God, right? And so we will be praying for those. But really, you know, we have prayed. You know, Brother Eli, God is able and he heard our cry and he will answer our plea. So we just want to thank you. I'm just opening this line. Please, if there is any query over the message, over the presentation, you know, if something that you do not understand, we ask you if you can comment or you know, find out if you can write 272. 1-800-273-7770. I'm giving everyone the opportunity that they can, you know, come in and also hear about the reading.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell, and thank you for bringing that health message for Sister Stephanie. I greatly appreciate it. This is Tymeco from Pennsylvania. It was a beautiful message, and I thank Brother Eli as well for always praying for everyone on the prayer line. But, yes, the message was powerful, and Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, that is one of my favorite scriptures, and I love it because it is. It's a very powerful scripture, and it's telling us that we should be strong and be courageous. It brings out, have I not commanded you that you should be strong and be courageous? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you may go. So that is such an important thing that we need to know, because God said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So we don't have to worry, because God is constantly with us. Even when we don't see him, he's always there with us, holding our hand when we walk through fires and we have to go through trials and tribulations in this life. He's always with us. So I would like to sing a song, if I may, before we go.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I have Praise to the Lord. Song number 1 in the hymnal, if anyone would like to sing.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he's thy song and salvation. Oh, you who now to his temple draw ye, join ye in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, the faithful, wondrously radiant. Shield is thee and is his faithful, and gladly sustained. How thou not see all thy desires have been granted in what he ordained. Praise to the Lord who does prosper thy work and defend it. Surely his goodness and mercy shall dearly attend thee. Only what the Almighty can do, if with his love he be friendly.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, sister, for opening my prayer line. I'm very grateful. I thank everyone tonight, and may the Lord continue to do each and every one of us and bless us abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister Tymeco, and also Brother Eli. And we want to thank Sister Stephanie for the presentation. Thank everyone, Sister Consinelli, for that LT, Brother Hello, Brother O'Neill, for the prayer report, and also for the natural tip medicine, natural remedy, Lord, that you have presented to us, and also Brother Eli and Sister Stephanie. And you know what, brothers and sisters, let us continue to really go back and study these wonderful promises that God gave us and read this ministry of healing book. But this is the time we have to, as God representatives, to go out and share with others. We want to thank God for what he has done for us. We are over time, and we had not get any disturbed. We are still on the line. Brother, God is good, and thank you all for prayer, because we know that, you know, the enemy was trying, but in the name of Jesus, we have to claim victory tonight that we are still on the line. So I'm going to, as we know that tomorrow is the Sabbath, and we are preparing for the Sabbath. So we are asking our brothers and sisters to join us, brothers and sisters, on the line. Let us be faithful. As the Lord said, we are two or three gathered together. Let us come before him, Lord, and also to pray for all those who, our brothers and sisters, who used to join our line, and some we have not seen them. So we ask you all to lift them up in prayer. Let us pray to close off. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, Father, we want to thank you for your love and your mercies towards to us. We want to thank you for the great physician who gave us and show us how to take God's medicine. Lord, we want to thank you that your medicine is the word of God. Your medicine will allow us to be strong if we be faithful in your word. And help us, Lord, that each one of us who are on this line tonight is not being overdosed, Lord Jesus, but we will take the right prescription, Lord, from your word so that it will fill our heart and allow to heal our soul. So this moment, Lord, we call upon you. Help us, Lord, to have faith. We call, as you said in 1 Corinthians 2:5, your faith shall not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Help us to lean upon you, dear Lord. Each one of us, Lord, to lean upon you and to know that you love us so much. And if we be obedient to your will and your command, Lord, you will take us, Lord, and allow us, dear Father, to enjoy eternity. So we just give you all the praise. We lift up all the prayer requests again, Lord, because more prayer, more power. We lift up Brother Eli request, Lord, as he pray for his friends. Lord, you know every name, Lord Jesus. There are so many names, but we lift them up, his mother, Javar, and Tony, and Rachel, and Rod Dini. Lord, we lift them up to you, and all the other requests, them, dear Lord. And as you are in the most holy sanctuary, thank you, Lord, for hearing, and thank you for answering. And we all come before you this moment to give you thanks for the blessings that you have restored upon each one of us tonight, that we could be here to feed upon your word, to feed upon the remedy, your natural remedy that you have given unto us. Help us, Lord, to stand firm. We thank you for all the things and the blessings that you have. We pray for students, them again, Lord. They are in college. You know every one of them and all our brothers and sisters, Lord. Help us to be faithful. Thank you again, we pray. Give us a good night's sleep, Lord. In Jesus' loving name we pray. With thanksgiving, amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, again, we just want to thank you all for to be with us up to the end, and we wish you a blessed night. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Good night, brothers and sisters. Good night.